Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 308. Can children understand righteousness by faith? We want to help children understand the gospel of righteousness by faith. But some Bible words may be too big for them to grasp: righteousness, justification, sanctification. Can they understand justification by faith? If we say no, then we may unwittingly teach them a prejudice. If we avoid teaching them while they are children, it is possible they could carry that prejudice all their lives. Could that be a reason why so many grown-ups still can't grasp what justification by faith means? What does Isaiah 40, verse 11, mean when it says that Jesus will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom? Or when Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them get in their way? For of such is the kingdom of heaven." Does he actually mean that little children can understand the truth of the gospel, this true gospel of the kingdom that must be preached in all the world? Can they see how it's distinguished from those counterfeit gospels of the false Christs he also warns us against? Should children remain spiritual babies consuming nothing but milk? Or, as Paul says, should they start to grow up? Everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. To rephrase our question, can children actually become skilled in the word of righteousness? They become skilled in computer use. Let's not look only to the differing experts for answers. Some personal fasting with prayer and waiting on the Lord is in order. He will use and bless you and your personality. If you come to him asking for bread to give to others' children, know for sure that your prayer will be heard and answered.